Warning, the following program contains material of an offensive nature. Listener discretion is advised. This program is not suitable for those under the age of 18.
And now, Big City Talk.
Oh, Bill, it feels just like yesterday we were here doing a show.
Yeah.
And the Big City Talk boys are back at the Foxtel iStar digital platform, Bill. And the station is News and More. And I'm Sal Rubenstein, and it's Bill Sabersberg over there, and he's the co-talent.
I feel like I'm still wearing the same clothes I was wearing
Bill
last week's show.
And, Bill, I tell you what, you can't just get a big spray gun of Febreze and just Febreze you everything and hope. We're not in England. It's hotter down here. The Indian summer, Bill Sabersberg,
it
continues.
Even in
down here, the sweat, the big sweat, the human sweat is on, Bill. The mosquitoes are going ballistic down here.
You know, I've noticed a general foot odor problem in this country.
Well, there is, Bill.
Now, don't tell me that these people haven't heard of foot sprays.
Footies.
Shoe powders.
What's wrong with you?
Odor eaters.
Sock defend. I mean,
geez, I haven't even heard of that one. Does that work?
Oh, it doesn't work, Mr. Sabersberg. It makes you feel like you've had a whole box full of medicine. You get too close to that stuff. Sock defend.
Fantastic.
And that'll be retailing soon. I've just been trying it out for the last few when I go jogging at the gym. I put some sock defend on. And I love it. And there's so much to do on today's show that I don't know whether we can even start talking about it now. Darren Hayes, Bill, ex-Savage Garden, the unusual one.
Nah.
We got some quotes from him about his new album, and they're going to make you fall down in hysterics. This guy can't be serious. But also, too, Bill, we have the news on Aussie Pat Rafter's Fijian wedding. Which was some weeks ago, but we have just got some exclusive...
Seen the photos.
Exclusive dirt on that. And I got to say, the dress code there was very lax, Bill.
I can imagine. It would have been worse than Russ LaRock's little shindig.
Ozzy Pat walking around in a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, too. Also, too, Bill, I want to aim both barrels at John Butler Trio. Aussie rock country sensation.
So do I. I'll bring my shotgun along for that one. We'll both take aim.
Also, too, Heath Ledger, a lot of talk that he's hooking up with one of the lovelies from Dawson's Creek. And I think we're going to talk to Heath later about that at the show. And also, too, Penny Cruz is aiming both barrels at the Coast Cruise Kravitz Kidman. And that's hot. This one's hot off the press. And we'll talk about that later on at the show. But first, Bill, on a very unusual Brian Wilson, who's back with a new CD.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's taken
Jesus
a while because he's been out on a desert drive.
My bit of honey sitting right by my side. I'm going to take you on a little ride, a desert drive. Out where the cactus grow, a desert drive.
Hey, don't you want to go?
Gotta get cranking now, going desert drive. Needles for a Mexican.
Oh, Brian Wilson, yeah, former Beach Boy. And that's off his new album. Yeah.
He's still banned from my compound. He's been banned for the last 10 years.
Highly unpredictable
fellow. People keep on telling me he's better, but I don't know. I just see the signs there. I think if I let him in, he's going to cause trouble.
And a new album, Bill, is called Getting It Over My Head.
Yeah.
And Brian, well, you know, very damaged, Bill. And we'd like to say g'day, big Aussie g'day to Brian, who likes to listen to the show on shortwave over in Beverly Hills.
While eating cream out of the can.
Hey, that was a Desert Drive song from his new vehicle, Getting It Over My Head. And we do have a new ID from Bri, but we're just trying to get it deciphered to see exactly what was said there before we play it. But, Bill, today's show is rating 55, and we can do better.
Oh, yeah, heading for about a top of 76 today, I think, on the show.
I hope so, because otherwise we're going to start giving our sponsors the money back. But this is Solid Gold Big City Talk today, and it's time for the diary.
The Big City Talk Diary, thanks to Del Switter Slims, part of the Del Switter range of fine tobacco products.
Oh, my tea is so hot today, Bill. I hate when you're about to
go
on air.
This is why people take milk.
I've always enjoyed black and two sugars to start with, just to test sweetness, and then up to six sugars, depending on how bitter the tea is.
And then a little sweet and low.
Love sweet and low, and 4 teaspoons of that, and maybe 1 tablespoon on top. I like it so the sugar actually forms a big pyramid, Bill, and it's at the top of the sugar. But it's so damn hot today. Every time I'm about to take a sip of my tea, which was handmade by Aussie Bees, by Aussie Bees, Indian Wing, we got a lot of people over there in Delhi who make very nice tea.
It's our IT and tea department.
That's it.
IT&T.
IT&T department. Because those people over there know a lot about computers. Their minds
and
work,
even more about tea.
And what they don't know about tea could be written on Mel Zabersberg's toenails if they're all chopped off.
Hey, I trimmed them last week.
Yeah. But,
they were tearing up my socks. I had to.
The problem with drinking it black is you never get the chance to sop from your tea, because just as you're about to sop, the mics go out, you realize it's too damn hot. And there's nothing worse than burning your lips, Bill, while at radio. Because the listeners can't see it.
I tend not to do it at all.
Bill just drinks, well, Bill calls it tea, but it's just milk with a bit of tea flavor in it. Chocolate milk.
I squeeze someone else's used tea bag into the milk.
Chocolate milk with an extra squirt of chocolate. Bill, then...
A little scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
An old used tea bag and a scoop of ice cream and then cream in a can. It's a sensation. That's known as Bill's. And you can see how to make that on our website, Bill, www.bigcitytalk.com. And just to follow the link to Bill's special of the week. And but don't forget, you need cream in a can for the whole thing to be a taste sensation, Bill.
And a couple of quickies on standby.
Darren Hayes,
it's
Bill.
It's like everything. It's great while you're drinking it.
Can you keep talking while I try to sup my tea?
Yeah, I think the steam stopped coming off it now.
Oh, so sweet. Yes. So sweet. I love that. I love that sweetness. But
and anyway, that's a cherry-flavored tea he's drinking today, too.
It's cherry and medicine flavored. And, Bill.
That wasn't me. That was the chair, by the way.
Bill, I want to talk, if I could, briefly about former Savage Garden pop sensation Darren Hayes.
This is the girly one, right?
Who's got a new album on its way out down under here called Attention and the Spark. And I hate those sort of faux arty titles, Bill, like there's some sort of deeper inner meaning.
Yeah.
When in fact,
and it's full of just soppy love songs.
Now, this is what he says, Bill. This is what Darren Hayes says. Quote, "This record is my story. But it's also a human story that I think most people can relate to. Eventually, I came to realize that, even for my own Morrissey-like confessionals, life is meant to be a roller coaster. My best friend became pregnant, blah, 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 blah. I'm terrified, but I'm ready for change. Evolve or dissolve. Or, to paraphrase Rumi, the great Sufi poet, our bodies are a guest house. We should welcome all visitors, even misery, with a smile." What's he getting at there, Bill Somersberg?
Is that a song or a statement? Jesus Christ. Morrissey-like, what is it?
Sufi, his body may be a guest house, Bill Somersberg, but there's no vacancy at Hotel Rubenstein.
I don't think anyone would want to go visiting, would they?
I'll tell you that much. And this guy's nutty, Bill.
Yeah.
He's got a new album of pop hits coming out, too, fresh at you. And you can check out more information there on www.darrenhayes.com. That's going to be the tension and the spark, Bill. And it's a new story of love and joy for Darren Hayes.
With some Morrissey-like qualities.
And I'm sure that the pop community is standing back and waiting to take some Darren, some of his new audio. And that'll be at the store. At some stage, we haven't been paid yet, so we don't know exactly when the release date is, Bill.
But you will be able to see Mel and Sol in the near future at the front of HMB smashing up the new Darren Hayes CD with sledgehammers.
And you may think it's an act of aggression, but it's not. It's an art installation, which is being filmed by the museum.
So we got a grant.
And we got a fat grant to smash Darren Hayes albums, and we'll be filming that. And we'll also be doing Vox Pops, because that seems to be popular down here, Bill.
Oh, very much so.
Asking stupid questions to stupid people in shopping malls. Mm. We'll get on top of that one. Bill, I'd like to take the time for positioner, and I'd like to come out of that, so we can both discuss John Butler from John Butler Trio.
Big City Talk.
Congratulations. You have been fully digitized by Mel and Sol. Certified better than sex.
Well, Bill, I don't like to take my music from someone who looks like he hasn't had a bath.
No.
And,
you seen those guys sitting in the street with a sign,
needing
work, we'll do anything.
Need a bus fare home.
Need a bus fare home.
Sitting there smoking like, Dell's
Wiz. If you didn't have the bus fare home, why'd you come out here in the first place?
Stinking of booze.
Yeah.
But he's a street type saying, I need a bus fare home. Well, I don't think that I need a bus fare home. I need it looking for medicine, buddy.
Absolutely. Oh, that's my new sexy phone ringing. You like that?
That's Bill Somersberg's private line.
Number withheld. Sorry. Not today.
People, when you try to call Bill Somersberg.
Should have learned by now.
You either going to have. Private doesn't cut it or not available. We never take calls from people where it's not available, because we always like to take calls on the front foot and on the good foot, Bill. And when you don't know who's calling you, it could always be unpredictable. It could be somebody you owe money to.
Mm.
It could be someone.
It could be a law enforcement officer.
It could be someone from whom you.
Who you owe money to.
made a promise to that you promised you would. What the hell is that now?
I mean, someone's looking for me.
Oh, this show's out of control today, and it's now rating 67. Heading towards a peak, Mel, of 76, was it?
76 in the valley, yep.
Oh, it's going to be hot today. It's going to be a hot one today in the valley, and it's already a hot one here at radio. And we'd like to thank all the people who've eaten us so far today. Fantastic at BigCityTalk.com is our E, and we'd like to say good day to Daphne. Daphne is at Daphne's coming out of the Kimberleys, and she says...
And a very loyal listener, too. Emails us every week.
I'd like to say, hey, Bill and Sol, I'm Big City Talk. What another great show.
Congratulations.
And I endorse
good on you.
I endorse your comments about Darren Hayes, and I also endorse your comments about Ozzy Pad Rafter, Bill, even though we haven't made them, but about the flip-flops, because she doesn't approve either. But Daphne can be seen in the tracksuit, Bill, at the local store. So
she looks fantastic in it, too.
Bill, John Butler, but I'm not to say that he stinks of booze, and Edward, Bill, all this, the hair that's all stuck together. I mean, don't you want it looks like a funnel web to me? Nazi spider. That's why whenever I see one of his film clips, the music gives me a migraine and the look gives me a nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's not a good combination, Bill.
And how easily impressed are these Yoko locals with someone like John Butler Trio?
The other
little
stuff.
Four bar blues and,
Aussie country, like Casey Chambers, Bill. She's another one. That sort of stuff's not going to cut it in the States.
Jesus Christ.
It's not going to cut it in Europe. And the other stuff, too, there, Bill, like Pete Murray. I mean, Pete Murray.
Murray.
People keep saying to me, Bill, and Sol, to us, in meetings or separately via phone, Bill, Sol, could you help break Pete butt. What the hell? What's that, Mel Salmon?
Okay, that was me.
They say, can you help break...
It's Pete? A little trick I've learned.
Can you help break Pete Murray stateside? I said, no. I would not approve of this. This is not... I don't approve of his music, Bill. He's too old. And he's fancy.
And he's boring.
He's boring. As they say down under, Bill, as I got told at Rossi Pub, he's boring as bat droppings. And I like that. I've been using that quite a bit. Bill, another sting now, coming out of the diary, then some rock, and then poetry, a competition, and exclusive news on Heath Ledger, who we hear is waiting to take our call, and also Penny Cruz, who's giving it to Nicole Cruz.
This is Johnny Cash, and here's Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Eddie Van Halen, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
There we go.
Nate from Foo Fighters.
There we go.
Hi, this is Dave Graney.
There we go.
This is Matt from Soundgarden.
There we go.
Big City Talk.
There we go.
Hi, it's Ringo. You're listening to Mel and Saul.
Hello, my name's Nicky Barrett.
Hello, this is Stan Ridgway, and I'm in the Mighty Mighty Boston.
You're with Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, folks, this is Brian May. You're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Dave from Blur, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Wayne Newton, and don't touch that dial, because you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Godfather Red Hot, and I feel good. Paul's got to bring you back. Get on the good foot. If you're living in America or wherever you're living, get on up.
Right now, I got to run. I love you.
You want me to say something? I said real quick. I got it.
Hi, this is James Brown. Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Oh, Mel, this is something personal from your fridge, Slow to Clyde. Who's this from?
Oh, is this the Phobes band?
This is the Aussie Phobes band and a Slow to Clyde song.
Tuesday set aside, it's that fine, it takes an old man coming up to me. Sometimes it's just a slow dance across the road. That baby, it's a waste of time. It's just a slow decline. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby. When you run out the time, it's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby. When you run out the time, we're gonna take it for a ride. If I could swing my arms around at this spine, taking three long hits, yeah, the whole design's mine. It's just a face plan upon a road map, baby, it's a waste of time. It's just a slow decline. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby, when you run out the time. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby, when you run out the time. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby, when you run out the time. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby, when you run out the time. We're gonna take it for a ride. I wanted to write, just wrote a letter. I wanted to fight, just couldn't get there. You wanna hand me the phone, let's do this right. You wanna sit on the floor, then shut the door. I wanted to write, just wrote that letter. You wanna talk with me, well then let's go. Oh, it's just a sign, it's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way it goes, baby, when you run out the time. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just the way.
What a doubter.
They're going to go far.
Ossie Rock there from the Foves. Mm. And Slow to Clyde was the tune from a new vehicle for them. Well, Mel, you are Big City Talking today.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Radio Rentals
board.
People are after me.
Bill Zoffersberg checking his phone messages there between the song and the debt collectors are looking for him already. I can't believe you, Bill. You're a multi billionaire today and you still refuse to pay bills.
Yeah.
Well, what am I saying? I entirely understand what you're doing because I have to say I love paying bills because when it's coming
and
in,
I don't respond to threats.
Well,
I don't respond to them at all.
What? Now?
Oh, no, Jesus Christ, again?
Big City Talk is broadcast 3 times a week. This is what you people out there need to understand. For 60 minutes at a time, totally commercial free. Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, midnight Eastern. And we're trying to change those times around, Bill, but at this stage we're not having any.
Because we ain't sleeping well.
We're not getting any give on this thing.
Yeah.
It's all take. And something's got to change, Bill. And I think if something doesn't change soon, we may have to go out and only do 50 minutes a week instead of 54.
Yeah. Oh, geez, Cookie, like a couple of years ago, I think we got it down to about 35 a week.
Mel and I are known for boycotting our own show, which some people say is folly, but we don't agree with that, Bill.
We say it's fantastic.
Bill, do we have time to talk about the Pat Rafter's idyllic paradise holiday?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was magical. And,
yeah, already have it in a beer bond somewhere over in Fiji.
It was surrounded by coconut.
Yeah.
Palms and the locals, they all made sure that everybody had a great time with lots of melon and fruit, sweet succulent island fruit mill, and the sweet succulent fish cooked on a cookout grill, on rocks actually, and wrapped in banana leaves. And Pat had quite a bit of fish, and I think he woke up the next day, Mel, feeling rather queasy.
And a bit smelly.
Yeah, it was a fish-based wedding, Bill.
Yeah, you can imagine like that, the mixture of the smell of the fish, the booze.
The sea breeze.
And 200 flip-flops, sweaty flip-flops.
Oh, I cannot believe these exclusive photos we have seen here of Ossie Petmill standing there.
Oh, that's a good look.
What is
long pants and flip-flops.
He's got a white shirt, long black stripes.
Yeah.
And a pair of, what do they call them down here, Bill? Thongs.
Thongs.
And
yeah.
A pair of thongs out at the wedding.
Back home, thongs is a woman's underpants.
Hey, and it's the most minimal style.
Mm.
It's the black swan of underwear. Yeah. It's the triple crown.
It's like, so when down here, a guy comes up to you and says, do you like my thongs? It's like, you keep away from me.
Hey, back it off. You know, but Bill, it was a great wedding.
Yeah.
We were there, of course, exclusively representing the entertainment sphere, because Ossie Pat will be trying to break through. I've heard, Bill, that he will be trying to get a role in a play or a movie or something, maybe playing himself. Ossie Pat, I can see the titles there, Bill, starring Ossie Pat Rafter. The flip-flop king over there, wandering around. Also, too, Bill.
That's a nice shot of Mrs. Rafter's ass you took there, Saul.
Well, made the papers.
Yeah.
And a great time was had by everybody there on the night of the wedding.
Yeah, Pat's kids loved it.
And, of course, I think there was some quiet time for Mommy and Daddy there.
Yeah.
Just to really get to know each other fully, completely in the biblical sense, Bill, after the post-wedding. Because that's when it's sizzling. That's when it's at its prime. And I'd like to say all our best wishes, Bill. Go out to Ossie Pat and Ossie Lara.
Because you'll goddamn well need it.
And, you need a lot of, you need a busload of faith to get by, Bill.
Yeah.
We're not going there, though.
A truckload of luck.
Oh, coming up, we have a competition where you can win 10 CDs. Also, too, we'll be talking about...
We've got a warehouse full of these CDs we've got to give away by the end of the season.
The new Queen of Hearts, Madge Donaldson. We'll be talking about her and her new luxurious lifestyle and how they're all teasing Mel by speaking Danish over there. no one speaks English to her, so she's really...
She's trying to learn, but it's very hard.
It's like rolling a big piece of marble up a hill, Mel. She's really taking the strain. Also, too, Heat Ledger. Heat's online, and we're going to keep Heat waiting a bit longer, but Heat, hang on.
In fact, we might even bump him from the show altogether.
Bump Heat from the show altogether. He can't hear what's going on here because all he can hear is Muzak.
He's got chimes coming down the phone.
Oh, Heat, hang in there, champion. Yep. Bill, we got to talk about Petty Cruz and Tom Cruise and the co-cruise, Kidman Kravitz Cruise. And we'll talk about that later, but first some rock here, some sort of a world international style.
Panic on the streets of London, panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be sane again? So you run down to the safety of the town. But the panic on the streets of Carlisle, Dublin, Dundee, Humberside, I wonder to
this is Big City Talk with Mel Zalmersberg and Saul Rubinstein.
Do some grease in here, please, to our Bill's chair. Just a squirt, please.
Yeah, it's getting quite embarrassing.
That was the UK rock, Bill, with a Smith. And the Panic song about panic everywhere.
Particularly in London.
It's the curse of the new generation, Bill, because they're all out there trying to make money.
Yeah.
Whereas Bill and I always had a love of money, but also mixed it with a love of entertainment.
And lifestyle.
These people have no love of entertainment or lifestyle. They just love the money. But money is good, Bill. And I did have the enjoyment the other week of going to the bank, withdrawing a U.S. $1 million and taking a flamethrower. And just because I could, and I just sat there and photographed it as another installation, which will be on sale at the museum.
We used to have money-burning parties back in the 80s.
Oh, back in the 80s,
the
Bill.
The greed is good period.
The 80s was so great, and we don't talk about this enough, Bill, and people don't pay homage to the 80s as much as they should. It was the anything goes era, and it was the era where you would go to lunch at 11 a.m., and lunch would turn into dinner, and a dinner would turn into a boozy medicine party at some sort of penthouse, Bill.
Yep.
Some sort of big glass windows and the big plush lounges and couches and sofas and all of that stuff. And booze, more booze than you could ever dream about, Bill. And big
Women.
Women, big women and small women. And
tall women and short women.
Medium-sized women and who were attracted to the power belt. You could just tell. You could give off the ooze of power. Well, Bill and I carried cards, just simply saying, Sal Rubinstein, Big City Talk. Bill Zabersberg, Big City Talk. And it was enough, Bill, the power and the money that we were raking in there on all sorts of dodgy deals, Bill, investing in companies that didn't even exist, $2 companies, nickel and dime companies, bottom feeding, Bill. We were bottom feeding all over there.
Mm-hmm.
And buying up big hotel chains, living large. The 80s, lots of jewelry. Bill had an 80s period where he was wearing lots of bangles. Well, not bangles, but what do you call those things, Bill?
Bracelets. Bracelets, yeah. That contained all my medical information in case I ever passed out.
That was the comb over.
Yeah.
That was Bill's comb over period where the hair, all he had left was at the back and it was combed all the way across the top.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not since they introduced the electronic weave, which I'll tell you what, a lot of people say to me, you got to talk to Mel about his weave, but I think it looks good. It looks pretty good, Bill.
Yeah, I can.
You know, I mean, I can't tell. If truth be told, if I was on a lie detector test, could you say that Mel's got a cheap weave?
Hey,
yes,
look,
yes, or
women
no?
Women love running their hands through it.
Well, they can really lash. Know. They can really hold on to it, Mel.
Yeah,
the crucial.
Not too tight.
Judy,
but
crucial part.
Yeah.
Of the engagement.
It's like steady on there.
I can feel my chin.
Yeah, being dragged up through my cheeks.
Oh, there's nothing like it, though. I had my big weave period in the 90s, and I came out of that bald, and I have stayed bald.
Saul asked for a glow weave. He said, I want it to glow in the deck.
and it does. And it looks like I'm permanently walking into a nightclub, Bill.
Yeah.
when you got to show the stamp.
Mm.
That's what it looks like.
Sometimes you look like a Martian.
And it's why I constantly have a B grade. And people say, you know, you guys are constantly on medicine. Mm. You're constantly talking about the pharmaceuticals and the headache relievers. Why is that? Part of the reason is my hair is my weave.
Got fiber optic lights coming out of it.
My weave is fluoro. And then really, the flashes, after about 11 o'clock at night, it starts flashing.
That's it. You got to put it in the recharger.
Well, this show today, Bill, has now broken out of all expectation. Yeah. It's now rating 90, and we didn't even expect that.
Weren't prepared for that.
And I don't even know if we can continue, Bill. Can we?
I don't think so. I don't think we've got the material.
But we have to do a poetry corner.
A little poetry.
Today's poetry corner is dedicated to all the purveyors of loose meat around the world.
Mm.
And we do this in your honor. And also, too, in honor of Brian Wilson. From the Beach Boys, who we played earlier, Bill, and this is one of his great hits. Today's poetry corner, I Get Around. Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah. Get around, round, I get around, I get around. Get around, round.
Yep, that's Brian's work.
Oh, Brian.
That is Brian all over.
It's not until you have to read Brian's work as poetry.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Brian. I have to do a nap time now, Brian.
I'm getting around.
Quiet
around,
time
around.
Now, Brian. Quiet time.
I can't. I'm going around and around and around.
Hey, can somebody please take Brian to the special room with all the toys?
Yeah.
And tell him just quiet time now. Sleep time, Brian. And then we'll have some fried food for dinner.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll
try. So anyway, he had his nap, and then he got to a verse, which sort of made a little sense.
Okay, we got to try it again. I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find the new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me are getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us, and they leave us alone. Oh, can we please? Come on, Brian. You imagine seeing Fat Brian, 1960s, Bill.
Yeah.
Fat Brian.
Sitting in the back of the car. Eating a hamburger and fries.
You know, his strange cousin, Mike Love.
Yeah.
You see them coming with their striped shirts, Bill.
Oh, God, here come the weirdos.
Hey! Anyway, back to poetry.
Anyway, yeah.
Get around, round, I get around. My kind of town. Get around, round, I get around. I'm a real cool head. Get around, round, I get around.
He's the biggest bullshit artist in
I'm
the industry.
I'm making real good bread. Get around, round, I get around.
Get around, round, round, and round.
Get around. Ooh. Wah, wah, ooh, wah, wah, ooh. We always take my car because it's never been beat. And we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. Bullseye for Brian. None of the guys go steady because it wouldn't be right to leave their best girl home on a Saturday night.
And the one to Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, blow him out of the water. Round, round, get around, I get around.
Get around, round, I get around, my kind of town. Get around, round, I get around, I'm a real cool head. Get around, round, I get around, I'm making real good bread.
Time round, for another round, nap now, Brian.
Get around, wah, wah, ooh, ooh. Wow, wow, ooh. Get around, cool head, Brizy, cool head time. I get around now, Beach Boys, Poetry Corner. Mel has been another winner today.
Yeah.
And the Poetry Corner is brought to you by your purveyor of Aussie bee. What was it today, Bill? Beef, pork, all of that stuff. And it's a triple dub.
Just Aussie bee product as a whole.
Triple dub. BigCityTalk.com. You can see all our product there. Beach Boys now, from the 60s.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Get around, round, round. I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around,
round, 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 I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around,
get around, round, round, round.
I get around.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
This is Big City Talk with Mel Zalmersberg and Saul Rubenstein.
Beach Boys at their most intimidating build. I get around. And thank you for kind emails, Bill. But we have another competition this week. And we have 10 CDs to give away.
Same competition as the last 3 weeks.
Now, Bill, if you
another
could,
one nonetheless.
If you could give the details of the competition, I'm going to find the prize here.
Okay, look, it is absolutely simple. Even people with half a brain can enter this one. All you got to do, email the team here at fantastic@bigcitytalk.com. fantastic@bigcitytalk.com. All you got to do, just tell us the name of the show that you're listening to at the moment, which, of course, is Big City Talk.
And, Bill, we have 10 CDs to give away to the prize winner, and they include...
Let me guess. Yeah. Richard Clapton.
We've given away to Richard Clapton last week.
Beastie Boys.
And that's got off too, Bill, to our latest winner, who is from Bord from Bordialic in Victoria.
And I've never heard of that place.
Bord from Bordialic has won 10 CDs, including Kenny Ballua.
Let's give it up for more from Bordialic.
And you can be next week's winner. And all you got to do to win the prizes, which include, Bill, the new Redneck Woman CD. We got the whole album here. She's hot. Yeah. Richard Wilson.
Move over, Schwanaya.
She's the Redneck Woman. And Here for the Party is at the CD. We got that one, which includes great songs, including When I Think About Cheating and Homewrecker. And I like that.
A little floozy.
Also, too, we got the new CD from Eric Bibb. That's hot. That one's hot. We got the soundtrack, Bill, from Evelyn, from the moving motion picture, which features Bill Zabisberg, James Bond, singing on the Banks of the Roses, and also the Patty Glass, sung by Pierce Brosnan. You can win that here today by emailing
the team.
Okay,
so that's not so great. We've got some more.
We got some Kate Meehan. And that's not Katie Ballou, that's Kate Meehan. I don't know anything about her. We got the new Scissor Sisters CD, Bill.
Oh, that's fat.
That's fat. And also, who's this? David Byrd from Talking Heads. So if you want to win the CDs, Bill, email the team, fantastic@bigcitytalk.com. All you got to do is put your details and tell us the name of the show you're listening to now, Bill, which is Big City Talk.
I think so.
Big City Talk. You've stumbled across Mel and Sol.
You people don't realize how much goddamn production goes into this show.
The world's leading pay-per-hear audio sensation.
Sweating here over trying to tie something tasty to get a few people out there.
Big City Talk. Credit card holders welcome.
Oh, well, let's play one of those tracks, Bill. Something hot here for Gretchen Wilson and Homewrecker.
Big City Talk.
Well, you're a real hot cookie with your new hairdo, your high heel boots and your credit card. Long legs and a mini skirt, yeah, you know what works and you work it hard. You smile like such a lady, innocent and sweet. You drive the men folk crazy, but any girl can see you're just a homewrecker.
Middle.
dirty rock. Dirty rock, yeah. With a hit of Hayseed in there, too. Country rock from Gretchen Wilson, Bill, and the Homebreaker song. And that's all over the charts, Bill. Yeah. And, Bill, we've had a lot of inquiries from our people asking about what's happening between the Cole, Kidman, Cruz, Kravitz, and Penelope Cruz, and also Tom Cruise, Kravitz, Kidman. And, Bill, the latest is that Penelope has...
They're all having a foursome.
Has confronted Nicole Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
And said to keep your paws off Tom Cruise because she wants Tom Cruise all to herself.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, I don't
So what? Nicole is what? She's flirting with Tom when she goes to drop the kids off for the weekend access visit? Is this what she's saying? Or?
I don't know if that's what she's saying, Bill, but what she is saying is that she feels insecure and that Tom and Nicole Cruz Kidman was still meeting. And Penelope...
Meeting for little quickies.
...made the mistake of lashing out at Tom.
Oh.
At making a big deal about the renewed spark with Nicole. This is what they're saying in the trades, Bill.
This is big.
But according to friends, 41-year-old Tom was quick to cut it dead. Tom said it was no longer any business.
Bye. The whole thing's dismissed. Yeah.
Cut it to five. what he did with all of that, yeah. Penelope had no right to question him. That's what insiders are saying, Bill, on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, I wish I'd been there. Because I would have added my 2 cents worth. I always do when,
according to
when it comes to the Cruz Kidmans.
According to Penny Cruz Kidman.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Penny
sure,
Cruz
yeah,
Kravitz.
Penny Cruz Kravitz.
Whatever her name is. Tom is now officially in shutdown mode.
Oh, okay. Which means...
with relation.
Which means what?
Well,
is that sort of like shut out mode or...
Can I say what insiders believe, Bill?
Sure.
They believe that when Tom Cruise decides to move on, it's like the shutters come down.
Oh, okay. He's shut it down.
He's in shutdown at the moment. T-minus five. And the penny can be tough and passionate, though. And this is what an L.A. stockbroker, Barry Phillips, reveals, too, to his sources.
We ought to get Barry on a show next week.
We will do that. Heat Ledger's
now,
still
is there
on
any,
hold.
So, is there any? Yeah, sorry, Heath. We'll get to you soon, maybe. Is there anything Penelope can do to lift Tom's shutters back up?
Well, Bill, she desperately wants him back before Nicole Cruz gets at him again. And she's not stopped loving him for a single second, Bill.
Yeah.
And this is this means a lot. She's only 30.
Mm.
She's been bruised before. She's the one who was married to the dancer. Or was that another one? Was that J-Lo? I always caught them each other's eye. Whenever I see Penny Cruz, Bill, at a function, I always say, it's Jennifer from the block. How you doing? And she always goes, what the hell?
But we're forgetting about someone in this whole sort of tale. Poor Lenny. You know, he's finding out, you know,
with
through his third and fourth parties.
With his John Butler hair.
With his John Butler hair and his dirty wiry hair. He's finding out third hand that Nicole's still, you know,
possibly interested in getting back with Tom Cruise
and Hubby.
Well, if they do get back together, would she have a double Kidman on the end there? Would it become Nicole Kidman Cruise?
Nicole Cruz Kidman Cruz
Kravitz.
Nicole Cruz Kidman Kravitz Cruz.
She desperately wants. she cannot cope. With all of this, all the women here are feeling the heat, and that's bad news.
This is Johnny Cash, and here's Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Eddie Van Halen, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
There we go.
This is Nate from Foo Fighters.
There we go.
Hi, this is Dave Graney.
There we go.
This is Matt from Soundgarden.
There we go.
Big City Talk.
There we go.
Hi, it's Ringo. You're listening to Mel and Saul.
Hello, my name's Nicky Barrett.
Hello, this is Stan Ridgway, and I'm in the Mighty Mighty Monster.
You're with Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, folks, this is Brian May. You're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hello, this is Fleet from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Dave from Blur, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Wayne Newton, and don't touch that dial, because you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Godfather Redhead,
and I feel good, Paul's got to bring you back. Get on the good foot. If you're living in America, or wherever you're living, get on up.
right now. I got to run. I love you. You want me to say something? I said real quick. I got to run. Hi, this is James Brown. Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Heath Ledger. Hello, are you there, Heath Ledger?
Nope.
We've lost Heath Ledger.
Oh, well maybe next week, Hugh. Heath, sorry.
No wonder you guys don't talk to the show. Summersburg.
Keep on calling him Hugh.
He's called him Hugh since the start. He's never actually got it right, the name of Heath. And I think it's a funky name, Bill. Heath.
Yep.
It's like, it's one of the elements. Water, dust, heat.
Fire.
Heat. And
gravel.
He's great. Heat's great, and we'll talk to him too, because his talk about him possibly showing an interest, Bill, in the Dawson's Creek actress Michelle Williams, and to be seen out shopping. I don't know what can be seen said about that, but I'm sure it's all good. Well, Bill, do we have to go now, Eddie? Time to go? Time to go. Okay, yeah.
Eddie has been with us today, by the way, yet his mouth is still taped up as part of a bet.
And Eddie has had tape on his mouth now for a fortnight, and he's really starting to feel the squeeze. We'll be back next time on Big City Talk. You can hear us, Mel, Friday, 6 a.m., Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, midnight Eastern. And
in between, check us out on the website, bigcitytalk.com.
And News and More is the station, and we'll see you next time around.
Some people get their kicks stomping on other people's dreams. I ain't gonna let it get me down. 'Cause this old world just keeps spinning round. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. So that's life, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I'd just roll myself up in a big ball and die. Yeah, that's life, yeah, that's what people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top, oh, I hope next June. That's life, funny as it seems. Some people get their kicks out of stomping on a dream. I ain't gonna let it get me down. 'Cause this old world just keeps spinning round. I've been a bumper, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life, I can't deny it. Lord knows I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I'd just roll myself up in a big ball and die. Lord, you know I would.
Big City Talk is a Carol DeZommer production.
Made by the Wonderland Agency.
And distributed internationally by RZE,
the world's biggest satellite radio network.